Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
For my brain and my mental health, the white man got the wealth, we held back, we living in hell black. A nigga can sell crack, but that ain't gonna change this thing. If you gon' bang, then bang for change, don't bang for crazy things. If not, don't bang. If you gon' ball, play the game how it should be played. Can you dribble a grenade to save your life? You paid the price, mama raised you right. Now how you ain't gon' fight for the white man lost? Hell no, for the cause, because we gotta get what's ours. Gotta struggle for the motherfucker power, cause we living in the last few hours. It's 11:59, I think it's about time we get on the grind and get out the carbine. With freedom of mind, we can see we can find them, we can spot them. Pop, 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 the pole nine. This is only your rhymes and I don't get scared. Listen to the message in the word, don't let your sight get blurred. You heard this righteous word, you might prefer it from a timeout, timeout. I didn't say bug out, ball out, bling out. All y'all sell out, get the hell out. This shit is RBG, so bang on out. We people army, nigga, bang on out.
What if we were the guys that did that grab?
Look at your reach. Look at your reach.
Yes, my people, yet another episode of the Arms House.
To your mum's house. What if we were the guys that...
I keep pressing the wrong button.
Look at your reach!
That's the one.
Look, at you're getting your timings quite nailed down.
I'm getting them locked in, man. You know what I mean? I do my beats, you get me. All right, party people, we got a graph letter game. We got all sorts to get into. We got critique and more music as per usual. But off the bat, just so we don't forget, let's pick a winner from last week's comment section for the for the OCB goodie bag. Shout out OCB, man. Salute.
Yeah, OCB.
This is by
OCP can do what
OCP. I was thinking of what they called insane ICP, insane clown posse.
Insane clown posse, yeah.
All right, this was a comment last week. It was left by YouTube commenter WK Plugins. WK Plugins. He wrote, "Trapstar is horrendous. Majority of people wearing it have not even shot a Benz in their life."
Have never even shot a Benz in their life.
Yo, big up WK Plugins. Let me know where to send you that OCB goodie bag. Hit us up on the email or on the Instagram DMs. The links are below.
Especially nowadays as well. I've been seeing that with Trapstar.
Yeah, it got commercialized.
People have never shot a Benz in their life.
It got commercialized. It got, like everything does, you know what I mean? When it gets popular, it gets saturated. And all that stuff, man. Yo, when we did that last week, we did the fucking, you know, top worst clothing things. And in my head, remember I was saying to you as well, I was like, I'm going to make a clip out of that and we're going to put it on Instagram. Yeah. You know how, like, getting
people
to... And you
did, and the clip went quite well, didn't it?
It went well. But then, like, the throwaway bit from last episode, at the end, remember I brought up Nokia and Anti-Style and all that, and I thought, oh, let me clip that up as well, and I put that out there. That one did... immensely well, man. Loads of people calling us gay and calling us boomers and calling us old men and shit, going, you don't know nothing about no fucking anti-style.
No graph! Yeah!
No, they say we know too much about graph. You know what I mean? And like, you know, we're too traditional maybe, or, you know, all that stuff.
I haven't looked at any of these things, by the way. I have been exceptionally busy.
It was doing the rounds. I saw it got sent, it got posted on Reddit, it got posted on fucking a bunch of stuff, and like got loads of people talking, mainly cussing me, going like, oh, you don't know shit. But I do know, man. People got the wrong end of the fucking stick, yeah? Although I have learned a bit more than I knew from last week, from messaging with people and chatting to people in the DMs and stuff, people from Portugal, people from Berlin, people from like some Scandinavian countries where this anti-style stuff has really kind of taken off. It hasn't really taken off here in London. There is a few heads in London. We mentioned a couple of them who have kind of similar, but this anti-style theme, it goes deeper than I thought, yeah? My main point last week that I was trying to make was I just need to know that you care and that you give a shit. That's all I care about, yeah? And you can show that by jumping through the hoops, like, you know what I mean? Learning how to put a 3D, learning, like, you know, and some of these anti-style things like the Nokia thing on the train. I thought it's too crude. The guy doesn't even know how to paint a straight line. But it turns out Nokia has done plenty of traditional graph. You know what I mean? He's done plenty of traditional graph. He got bored of that and he moved on to do the weird stuff that he's doing now. I got no issue with that whatsoever. Who the fuck am I to tell people what and how to
Yeah, but who
paint?
the fuck does that?
Well, that's another
Did he get
conversation.
good at graph or was he always whack?
No, he was good. He is good at graph. The dude has can control. He knows how to paint. He's doing that on purpose, which
But what his
takes.
letters before he did anti-star, what have you got any examples
You
now?
know, not of Nokia, but I had a few of another writer. You know what? I didn't fucking get them prepared for this episode, like a before and after. There's some guy in Berlin. He writes Clint 173, and it's really fucking rago, his letters. Yeah. Like you'll look at them and go, rah, this guy's a toy. But then I saw some of his older stuff. The dude started writing in the 80s. He's doing like, scene style pieces, not scene, but like, wild style, cool graph letters on trains, you know what I mean? Just battering trains and shit like that. But then he kind of like, what do they call it? I saw some people posting like postmodern graph or impressionist graph or whatever, like kind of, I don't know what the fuck. And they're trying to say we're Poncy for trying to be traditional graph, but they're the Poncy ones,
Fuck
man.
off.
They're the ones being Poncy. Now, I had a few things to say. So we got loads of
This is
pushback.
modernist, new era,
Yeah,
romantic graph.
exactly. The romantic. We got called boomers. Okay,
But
you know
what's a
what?
boomer? What's a boomer? Someone who was born in the 50s.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought the boomer was the generation above us, but now it's just become a term for someone who's out of date, someone who doesn't know what's hip and cool and what's happening right now. People who are stuck in the past or whatever. I think they're now called boomers now. Also, I also learned a word called niche maxing.
Niche
Niche.
maxing or niche maxing?
Have you heard like now that people put maxing at the end of words like oh man, I can't think of examples now. Theme, man, I'm just on the internet way too much, theme, man. I learned
Way
all this
too much,
fucking
bro.
bullshit. Like looks maxing. There's some guys out there, they like do plastic surgery and they do crazy shit to their face to make them look chiseled jaw and all that. It's called looks maxing.
Maximizing any opportunity to
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
be a dick.
Then I heard someone wrote, OG fatigue is real. As in, like, I was like, oh shit, we're OGs. Sick. But people are fatigued with the OG rhetoric, as in like you gotta be good at graph, yeah, to do it, yeah. Like that's not what we were trying to. Well, it's not what I was trying to say anyway. I'm gonna read out a comment by Fast Dry on Instagram. I'm not gonna say what he writes, but he's a big time writer, and he's been watching the pod for a while. But look, oh yeah, also lots of anti-stylists. Like I said, it got shared about that clip. Mainly by people who like anti-style, kind of sharing it, going, huh, look at these boomers chatting about us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that kind of goes against their whole thing about, oh, we don't care. We don't give a fuck about the traditions, about the rules, about this, about that. We don't care about nothing. I'm just doing me. You know what I mean? I'm doing my thing. That's kind of their. I got that message from a lot of anti-style fans, and I'm like, yeah, but you're sharing this all about, and you want attention at the end of the day. You're doing it for attention. We all do it for attention at the end of the day, to some degree. And I also had a thought. I go, anti-stylers, they give me Israeli energy, yeah, because they do what they want. They don't care about international law, and then when you cuss them out, they act like they're the victims. They're like, "Oh, I'm just doing me," you know what I mean? So I thought that was funny. And
Oh my
there is an
days.
element of irony to it as well. Yeah, exactly, to get people having conversations like we're having right now. Is it graph? Isn't it graph? Like, even in the art world, there's been that thing, is it art? Isn't art? With modern art and, people running up and just doing like a brush stroke on a canvas and going, yeah, there you go, 100 million quid, sell that, and it's just like, is that art? Isn't. So this discussion isn't new. It's just coming into graph now,
But I'd be intrigued if there's people who get like good at graph and then go and then stop doing that and do this kind of.
Like devolve.
Because that Nokia thing, the character was it was there, but it was shit. And then wasn't it Chrome?
It was the Chrome with the 50 cent, but now he filled in the thing. I got it here actually. I still got it on my desktop. This one here. Yeah. He's got
I mean, look how that's filled in.
Yeah, I
And
know.
then
I heard someone commented said that he paints his daughter's drawings. So he gets his daughter to draw it. I don't know how true this is. Like I said, this is a comment on the Instagram, so by some random saying that he gets his daughter to do the drawings. And then it kind of got like proven to me when I kind of saw this thing here. So he's from a crew called Guermez Gang, yeah, Belgian. I'm pretty sure it's Belgian. And then like, look, there's a Nokia here. You see that with the teddy bear and the heart? So it kind of goes and obviously crudely done again, but it kind of shows me that maybe it is his daughter's drawings. Like, there's another one as well. Look here. Even it's going, I love you. Like it's like a letter from his daughter. I love you because you take me to the park and do puzzles with me. Tiamo, and like little flowers. So he's a, for a skilled painter to paint shit takes skill. Yeah. It's not super easy, but it's not super difficult either. Because there were other comments leaving, people leaving comments going, oh, you couldn't do that even if you tried, talking about Nokia. And I'm like, of course I could, you know, but I don't want to, but of course I could. So I'm going to show you a video. I did my first anti-style piece. I did it yesterday. We're going to get into that in a second, but I thought maybe let's read out Fast Dry's comment because I thought it kind of encapsulated a lot of what people were saying. And he's a bona fide, you know, train writer. So he said, starts off, style. That's a laugh. The whole graffiti movement has just copied NYC old school writers for decades. I'm guilty, yes. So-called style writers are the most anal wankers out there. Before you criticize train writers, you should look at what you do. A podcast? Not really graph, is it? I mean, this is supposed to be an underground subculture, not a reality TV show. You dig? I mean, fair point. But it's a podcast at the end of the day. We're supposed to chat shit. Anyway, plenty of hardcore writers would look at you and say the same. Personally, I don't give a fuck what anyone does these days because let's face it, the culture has been sold out for a long time now. True. It's a shadow waiting for night to fall. I've seen old women with more balls holding up cards with words on, ready to face terrorism charges. They have bigger balls than 99% of writing culture. I think true as well. So, to many sycophants in this online culture, somebody saying and doing anything different would be refreshing. So, live and let live. Big up Nokia. I hope you can take friendly criticism as well as you can give it, boys. Of course, we can. And I appreciate the input, sir. Okay, you know, he's throwing a bit of shade, like, oh, we're just here chatting. And there was a lot of comments going like that. Oh, well, you're chatting about him. You're chatting. It's a podcast. Like, what the fuck do you expect us to do? We sit here to chat shit. That's what we do here, yeah? So, yeah, I mean, Theme, what did you think about that in general?
Damn, this is the
Yeah, you didn't read
first
it.
time I've read that, first time I've seen this, first time I've heard of all of that. Sometimes you just don't really know what's going to strike a nerve. Like, I wouldn't have thought this particular thing would have struck any nerve. But
You know, I kind of knew it would because I've seen the reaction to that 50 cent painting online before we talked about it. It'd done the rounds for like a week or two. And most, I would say overwhelmingly, the comments were like, haha, that's jokes. Like, that brought me joy. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's shit. Okay, yeah, it's shit. But like, very few of the comments were going, oh, it's whack. There were a few, but most of the comments were like, this is hilarious. This is jokes. This has brought me so much joy, like, you know, wicked. And at the end of the day, what is art supposed to do, man? That's what it's supposed to do, you know? Did I have any other
bring
notes
joy.
about this whole anti stuff? Oh, yeah. Another thing I compared it to, yeah. Something I love to do, Theme, yeah. Because, you know, I love my movies. I love watching great and good films. But I also get enjoyment out of watching really bad, shitty, badly
Yeah, you
made
do. You do.
80s movies. Yeah. Films that came out in the 80s and 90s that are super cheesy. So bad, they're good. Yeah, like for example, The Room, or what's the other one? Miami. There's so many like really bad movies done by earnest directors, people who really were trying, you know, but they were just delusional. They thought they were making a masterpiece, and then you watch it and you're like, what the fuck was going through this guy's head? Yeah. And it's so hilarious to watch them. And they've kind of become cult status, these movies, yeah? And lots of people now, like a lot of them have sold more copies than some of these great movies, yeah? Just because people love watching them and taking the piss. So now the corporations, they're like, oh, let's make a bad movie on purpose. For example, like Sharknado, or, you know, these silly kind of knowingly
I haven't
bad.
even heard of these fucking things.
Yeah, no, it got it like and like
Sharknado.
Sharknado is like a tornado that picks up all the sharks from the sea and they rain them down. And yeah, so it's a funny concept. But if you watch the film, because watching it, you know, they know the people making it, they know it's bad. They're making it purposely bad. It's just not as good as those earnest ones, you know? They have a magic to it. Those earnest ones, they have a magic to it because the director is also the writer and also the star of the movie. And he's always the fucking guy kicking everyone's ass. And like you can just tell this guy is so self-involved and so narcissistic. He made this whole movie about himself that he's James Bond. And it's just hilarious to watch because it's fucking funny. But these newer ones, yeah, there's funny elements to it and there's a funny idea behind it, but it's just not, you know? It's just not the same. It loses a bit of that magic, you know, because it's purposely done. I kind of feel that energy a little bit from these anti-stylers. They're doing it shit on purpose to make it funny. It's just never going to be as funny as like real shit graffiti. Because like there's a Facebook group, or I'm sure there's an Instagram one called Shit Graffiti of people doing like portraits of famous people just really badly. And it's fucking hilarious, you know, similar to the 50 Cent thing. But most of them were done earnestly, you know what I mean?
Well, you live and you learn, you know.
And
So he's doing the drawings are from his daughter.
well, we don't know that, but obviously maybe one or two he did that. I don't know if he does that with all his paintings, but it would kind of make sense.
Well, if people are calling us boomers off the Instagram comments, we can use the Instagram comments to our advantage
That's
as well.
true. That's true. So
So
I found another Instagram page called
trash graph.
Trash Graph. This is supposedly supposed to showcase a lot of the upper echelon of the anti-style movement. I've heard anti-style also be called ignorant style. I've heard it called trash style. I've heard it called anti-style. And some of these, though, they might be shit, but they take some skill to fucking pull off. This isn't easy to do. You know what I mean? Like, this guy obviously knows how to paint, but it's just lacking that more traditional style. So, you know, a lot of these, I don't even know if they'd really be classed as anti-style. Like, look at this guy here on the side of this train. It's like some weird fucking thing. But look at the border. Look how clean it is and the distance from there to there. This takes skill. And obviously, it's on the top to bottom on a train as well. So, location obviously plays a part. But then you see bits like this. And I'm like, okay. Who is this anyway? What does it say? Biclu. Biclo. This is like kind of, this is the type of stuff we get sent in for critiques, you know? But apparently these, you know, these are the head honchos. And like a lot of them are world renowned, well respected, obviously for the amount of damage they do. Like this one, I like this one. The colors, you know what I mean? Okay, it might be a bit wibbly wobbly style, but I kind of like that. It's flexy. It looks cool, man. Nice color combos. Anyway, so. Yeah, anti-style. Shall I show you what I got up to yesterday theme? Yeah. When I
I mean,
attempted.
I don't even know. I kind of knew it existed, but not that it was like to such an extent where people are going to get wet about it.
No, it's a whole thing now, man. And yeah.
It's
And look,
crazy.
I ultimately the one thing that irks me that I saw a little bit of, but apparently this isn't such a huge part of it. I just don't like poncy art school dudes, yeah, going, I'm going to get into graph and not learn how to do anything in graph, just do some shitty drawing. And then when people take the piss out of him, go, that's shit. He goes, no, that's anti-style, man. It's anti-style. That's what I have an issue with. No, it's not anti-style. You're
That's
just
the
shit.
blag. You're worried about people blagging it.
Yeah, that's literally my only qualm with the whole fucking thing at the end of the day. But I did a little video here. I am taking the piss a little bit, okay? So please,
I
this
bet you
isn't.
that's how half of them get into it.
Yeah,
They
well.
just they suddenly like, because graphs, it's not exactly fucking easy if you're completely unartistic. If you're non-artistic and you can't do fucking anything, then it's pretty tricky.
It
Like
is.
creating anything, you can't create anything. There's people like that, and then when they're kids, they go and do graph, and they can't do that, and they have to, and they can't do anything decent, so they have to think to themselves, "Yo, I'm gonna quit," which like most people do, or "I'm gonna not care what anybody says in this particular game, and just crack on,
And crack
and
on.
be shit for the rest of my life," and then use that as an excuse to keep on doing graph.
Yeah, exactly, man. But the thing is, as we've mentioned so many times on this pod, the style element of graph is only a, I would say, like a third of the entirety of graph. There's the doing
Getting
it, the
up.
going out, getting up, finding
How many
spots,
tubes have you done?
getting things, tubes, this, that, locations, all that. Like, that's such a huge part of graph where the style, like we see, like, you know, you.
Insides.
We sort of talk about Percy and we talked about, like, you know, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's Nokia or whatever, these people put in a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort, man. And we can sit here and nitpick at their style. But ultimately, there is still a huge factor that we don't take into account, you know? But yeah, anyway, I did attempt my own anti-style graph. So let's check this
I
out.
mean, this would be so true. Is this
Join me. Not
on
yet, but I'm going to upload it onto the Insta. Yes, I
the
will.
Insta? Join me, you're doing the
Yeah,
voiceover.
this
That
is
is
a.
fucking true.
I'm going to be uploading this onto the Instagram. But can you see it? Yeah, full screen? All right, let's go. Join me as I attempt my first anti-style graffiti.
The
I tend to
music.
paint more so-called traditional graffiti like this or like this. But today, all the rules are out the fucking window as I put my hipster hat on and get down with the kids. Okay, first up, I got my little bro, who doesn't do graph, to do me an outline, a sketch.
I
Here
got
it is.
Talal to do the outline.
He doesn't have a fucking clue about graffiti or graffiti styles, and that works for me. And we got a nostalgic but recognizable
That say
character in
theme?
there
Yeah.
too, which I think is
Tell me
cool.
it says theme.
All
Yeah, it
right,
says
time to
theme,
mulch the
FEME.
wall. With this beige color I found, but I don't want to
Oh
fill
my
it in too
days,
well because
Talal.
it might look like I care or give a fuck. There we go. Now, usually I would choose a lighter color or a fill-in color to sketch up with, but that would be too normal. So I'm gonna sketch up with the outline color instead. Fuck it. And I can't use a normal cap either. That's the one. Can't be too neat.
You know, I love
Yeah,
my needle
no
cap.
straight lines. That would show that I care too much, and caring is gay, isn't it? So, yeah. All right. Okay. Sketch is done. Now to fill in. Obviously, yellow for the Bart Simpson. Yeah. That's good enough. Fuck it. Yeah, that's good enough. Fuck it. No need to stay in the lines because, you know, that's what normies do, isn't it? And I'm a rebel. Being neat is gay. All right, now to fill in the other letters. I think green is good for that. Gives a shit, man. It'll give it like a nice zesty flavor. Okay, in the green, I think I'm gonna add a little fade with this burgundy color. Why? Because why not, innit? Fuck it. Now, what's the toyest thing I could add? I know, some fluoro green in the yellow. Fuck it. A little bit more on the poop there as well. Yeah, make it stink more. Okay. All right. I should leave it there, but I think I'm gonna add a
Where's
shadow.
this?
Latimer. Don't have to be neat or even have it in the correct places because that would be gay, wouldn't it? Okay, a quick
Keep
peek
saying
one
everything's
time around the
gay.
outside to make it pop. All right. Looking good. Last bit is to sign it off.
Gotta do the
A
tag, innit? The hand
B
style.
A. The anti-style master of this game, son. All right, let me know what you think, man. Any good? Can I join the
Can I join the fucking anti-style crew now? Peace, y'all.
There we go.
Cocker ball set and he's having a shit on the floor, bruv.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
Me.
Huh?
That's me.
Oh, yeah, the cock and ball set. Yeah, of course. So, yeah, so I got Talal to do me an outline here. He did it quick time. And I did a quite good job copying it. People saying I can't do it. I can do it. If I want to paint shit, I can paint shit. Okay?
I can't believe you did that.
Had to be done, man. I'm going to post that on the Instagram. I'm sure it's going to piss off a lot of anti-style dudes. So let's see how that goes down. Yeah.
Well, it depends how you say it. It depends what you say, you know, with the when you upload it.
Yeah, I might. We'll see. We'll see. I could either do it like purposely trying to fuck with people or I can write a comic going, don't take this seriously. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Themos, what should we get into now, man? Fucking... You got the ad read. Let's get into some OCB business. Oh, yeah.
Let's get into some contractual obligations.
Obligations, son.
One of the key points that sets OCB apart from the other. One of the key points. Can we talk about my OCB medallion?
Yes.
You see me? I know what I want.
Yes, bro.
Back to the contractual obligations for OCB. Mm.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't contractually oblige you to wear it as a chain.
No.
No. Okay.
No, they didn't. So yeah. That's why I said back to the contractual obligations.
There we go. Boom.
There we go. OCB Virgin is made without bleaching from African. You said that one last week.
This one here, yeah, boy.
How do you say that? The trees. You said it. I always thought it was acacia trees.
Acacia. I think it's like a yeah. Sure. A sure. Not a
I think it's a sure.
But I could be wrong, man. Fuck knows, man.
I just wonder if it's one of those weird ones where it's like acacia, like acacia. You're like, what? I would never have known that.
It's possible.
Right. Named after its origin in La France, the band, this is the worst one ever.
It's the worst ad read. And why are you ducking your head down? Hold your face up so we can see your face, motherfucker. There we go. Or you need a. Oh, you haven't got your glasses.
Its origins in front. Stop interrupting me. Doing my contractual obligations.
Sorry.
Named after its origins in La France, the brand was established in 1918, woo, marking over 100 years of expertise and innovation. With yes, a range of different products in its portfolio, the brand OCB has a sleek and modern design, capturing the essence and needs of its users, establishing itself as a popular choice for smokers.
Yeah, boy.
There's one my colleague made earlier.
We thank them and we love them for supporting the pod, man. So people, go support them. Go follow them on the Instagram, OCB_UK. Show
house
some
is
love.
Just OCB, like an OCB showroom.
We OCB'd out, son. Yeah, man. We picked a winner for last week. We got Graphletter game, but yeah, I don't know.
Mate, I got Graphletter game. I got to fucking tell you about Ealing Council. Can you look at my review? I left a review ages ago, yeah, years and years and years ago on Ealing Council's website under my name, like my real name and who I pay council tax to. And I reckon they've like fucking seen it and they're just being cunts to me because no, they are so shit, yeah. You know what's happened to me? I can apply for a freedom pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you're disabled now, innit?
I'm disabled now, bruv.
Yes, sorry.
And I can get free. But, bruv, can we just talk about the irony of that?
Go on.
Like, I've just been. What two shits have I given about the tube, like, ever? Mm. You know what I mean? And now I'm going for free.
Yeah.
It's like, how many times have you bunked fare? How many times have you painted a train? How many times have you scratchied into it or done it inside on it? You know what I mean? And now I'm getting free travel, baby. So I phoned them up, yeah, and I said, how do I do this thing? They said, you got to like send us 85 billion documents. Could
Oh
you
my God.
imagine going to like the government and saying, you got to give me free shit? That's the amount of shit you got to use
The
to screw with people.
bureaucracy, the red tape, the shit you got to, yeah. Oh my God. I can imagine.
So I've got to get like my doctor to fill in a form and sign it and and all this like crazy long shit. Anyway, I got all of that shit and I sent it to this email. On the Ealing, you got to go to your local council. You don't go to TfL and get a freedom pass.
Yeah.
You got to go to your local council.
It's all through the
And I'm like,
council.
no, go to Ealing, bruv, where they're fucking dog shit. They haven't opened since closing for COVID. They didn't
Oh, for real?
reopen. They
Yeah, I'm
sent
not
everyone home and they didn't
surprised.
reopen. They are fucking
I
idiots.
think last time I went there was in the early 2000s. I was fighting some parking tickets and I was trying to call and call and call. And you know, you can never get through to a human being. So I turned up at the fucking door. I was like, Ely, guys, let me fuck in. I was like, I want to talk to a human being right now, man, because I ain't paying this shit. But that was the last time I even fucking stepped in that building, man.
So I go there, I phone them up and I'm like, yo, what, how do I do this shit? Because I've got all the documents. And she's like, you need to send them, send them, send them. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm gonna send it right now. Da, 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 da. She's like, cool. So I send it and I just that was it. Then, like a week to 10 days later, I thought, I haven't heard anything from fucking Ealing Council. It's been on my mind.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, cheers.
OCB giving us a drink.
Yeah.
And then, so I phoned them back. I'm like, yo. I spoke to someone 7 to 10 days ago, rare. So I sent over all of this shit, like my inside leg measurement, bruv. Like, you could at least say received, with thanks, whatever. But now I'm starting to, I've sent my passport, my rare this, rare, like every single fucking thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, you don't, you haven't sent an email. I'm like, what do you mean I haven't sent an email? So I go to send items. And I'm sending it on like the 12th of this February, whatever, 4:34. Oh, no, sorry, bruv. There's a guy. Like, sorry, bruv. No, it's not coming in. It's not coming in. I'm like, what do you
Oh,
mean?
days.
Because I can see it's sent. Is that the email? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's here. I'm like, right, okay.
So he
Like,
did find it in the end.
yeah, no, he just goes, oh, it's here. Yeah, no, I can't open that. And we can't do it. It's not here.
Oh,
And I'm like,
my
you just
days.
said it's there. And now you're saying it's not there. What the fuck's going on? Oh, no, we can't open it because you've sent it as a Google Drive. I'm like, that's because you need 85 billion documents.
Yeah.
I tried to send them as fucking one fucking document and it fucking said no, shut me down for fuck's sake. So he's like, oh, well, I can't open. And I'm like, you can fucking open them because I fucking let the person, I gave permission for everyone and his mother to open the fucking cunts. My medical fucking records, bruv. Like, I know the fucking I done it right. He's like, oh, yeah, no, no, send it again. Send it again. With over three emails, yeah, and I'm like, are you sitting on a computer that's looking at this? Because I've got this shit on my fucking desktop now, bruv. And I'll do one, two, three, and he's like, yeah, I'm looking at it, looking at it. I was like, okay, bam, 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 bam. Can you please reply to say you've got everything you need? Because it's like a mission, you know what I mean? You've got to photocopy shit, get photos done of your face, and then write, get witnesses, and rare, and
You want
then he's.
written confirmation that they have
Yeah,
it.
just that you've got everything, and if because I need you to get shit from hospital and rare, and personal independent payment shit and all of that bollocks,
Bloody hell.
and send it over to them, and he's like, yeah, no, I'll write back, I'll confirm, I'll write back to you, and I'm like, okay, he sounds like he's quite young, he's quite on it,
He's
good,
on it.
put the phone down, fucking nothing happens, yeah, and then it's the weekend, and then it's Monday, Tuesday, and then it's what is it today, like whatever. And I'm phoning them back. And I'm like, hello? For fuck's sake. This is for disabled people, this service, yeah?
It's like
I'm like, hello?
I'm still paying to use the train, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I should be using it for free.
£160 a month, I reckon I spend on TfL.
I reckon you should make notes of all that and then go, look, you longed out my fucking thing. You owe me now 200 fucking quid or something. Nah, maybe it's
Yeah.
taking a piss,
I
but
can't
still.
believe I'm getting a freedom pass, bruv. So today, I phoned up and I smashed this woman on the phone.
Hold on.
Smashed her.
Do you get a
and
freedom?
She said, she said she'll look at it later today. And she sent me an email now. And she's like, hello, your freedom pass has been, request has been accepted.
Oh, okay, cool.
You'll get it within 7 to 10 days. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Nice. They should Jesus send you, Christ. They should send you a key as well. So freedom pass and a key.
Next time I go to do something with bats, I'll be like, I'm not coming on my freedom pass yet, because you know, I'll go to do insides with Darren. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, what the fuck?
Yo.
Man, they'll have all of my data on that, won't they?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I remember my mum getting her freedom pass and my dad when they hit, is it 80 or 75 or something? No, and then 60, they just comes through 60, the post. 60. Or 60. 60.
Yeah.
No, but that's dope, man.
But what,
that's...
does it have a photo of your face on it?
Yeah, as the photo.
Can you Google, share your screen and Google freedom pass. Disability TFL freedom pass. Yeah.
What about it? Yeah, there you go.
Images.
Oh, you want the images.
Yeah,
it's like, but they're all old. Fucking look at this guy's forehead, man. I'm sorry. Look at this guy's forehead.
He's got a worse brain tumor than me.
Yo. Yeah.
Zoom out again. Let me see. There's freedom pass on it. It's got your fucking face on it. Expiry day on it.
Yeah. Damn. Has all that stuff on it. Yeah, man. So you're going to have one of those. But you can't use it to tap in and tap out if you're going to go in there to do, like, insides and shit. You still got to bunk the fare.
Yeah. But going to hospital every day is, like, to Tottenham Court Road.
No, of course, it's going
to
come in
and
mad.
I'm planning to go back to work at the end of this month.
Isn't there something else?
Tomorrow is the last day of radiotherapy.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, man. You got through it. Bad
this
man.
Is a massive, massive announcement.
Yeah.
Fuck me. 30 times in a row.
30 times. Crazy, man. You've been zapped in the brain.
I've been held down by my face by this mesh fucking mask.
Yeah.
Then they clip it in and I'm like, going, whoa.
But you said it's only for 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes maximum.
Yeah, less.
Yeah. Did it
I'm
get
back
easier?
I'm at home at fucking 9:30 in the morning. It got harder.
It got harder as it went on, more and more.
Not now, I'm fucking fucked.
Yeah, like, I bet.
Fucked.
Does it drain you? Is it like...
No, there's fatigue and it gradually accumulates.
Yeah. And brain fog. I remember you mentioning that. Would you describe it as brain fog or something? And like, you know, being a bit more lethargic, a bit more fatigued and whatnot.
Mm.
And I think now those effects are still going to continue, right?
The next 2 weeks... After it's finished, the next 2 weeks are the worst. I've got permission from work to take the week off, like not even work from home, just yada yada, bear painting, by the way.
Yeah.
And then go back, start a staggered return back. To be honest, I'm looking forward to it. I've done like 4 months at home, like not working, 3 months of like just doing fuck all.
No, that's good, man. You can concentrate on the arms house, man. You know what I mean? We can build some stuff for this. We got a new website as well.
We got a new website!
Almshouse to your mum's house .com.
We farmed it out to South America. We got a Latina. Why have I typed it in this?
I've typed it into Google, not into the fucking thing, like an idiot. There we go. There's the website.
Looking at me trying to move the mouse.
Yeah. So there we go. We got t-shirts coming soon. The Almshouse t-shirts. We got the Patreon there. We got all the latest episodes here lined up.
You know what I mean?
And we're gonna add loads of stuff to this as well. We'll have like so we got like little press and upcoming events. And then we got the links to all the socials and stuff. Like, oh, what happened there? I think I pressed back there. So
that yellow BR, bruv.
There's something wrong with the site. If I go off the bottom. Oh, no, it's all right. Okay, sorry.
You don't know how to use your tracking pad.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to keep adding on to this. We're going to put some stuff on there, maybe like a newsletter type thing. I might like do like a we'll get like certain episodes that we loved that in the past. So maybe new listeners can kind of go back to check out some of the more classic episodes if they don't want to go back to number one, which I do recommend. If you're a new listener to the Almshouse, please go back to episode one, and that will make you learn the inside jokes and the lore of the Almshouse.
Almshouse to your mum's house.
Look at your reach.
You know what I mean?
Basically, bruv.
So, yeah. Big up that man, and big up Lady T for hooking it up and sorting it out, man. She smashed it. Yeah.
What is that, basically, bruv?
That's from Tapas. That's Tapas's voice, man, from when he sent us a voice note on the 420 episode. Do you remember? Yeah. So,
Basically, bruv.
basically, bruv, shall we play the craft letter game, do some critiques, and then
Yeah.
call it a day? All right. Let's go with number one. So this is for me. So Theme compiled this together. I've not looked at them. He's put them in this folder for me so I can check out now. That is Force. Yeah.
Damn.
And there it is there. Boom. It's like a bit of a more of a like rounded, funkier style, but it's still quite
That's what I thought you
obvious.
might not get it.
You got this from London Graffiti, LDN
Graffiti
Graph.
writers A to Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
Force.
All right, okay, now number two is
This is
correct.
one. You're gonna get that in seconds.
I saw
Quite
that
a burner,
yesterday.
though.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday when I painted the anti-style piece. It was still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's down at Latimer.
That's on the little wall at Latimer. Oh, this one. Is that a massacre reach in the
Yeah.
bottom? Is it a massacre dub? Yeah, okay. I thought maybe someone was putting up Massacre, but what the fuck?
Massacre.
That's a nice dub. I like that.
I like the A's.
The A's are nice. Yeah, little lowercase A's. No, that's really nice, man. I like it a
Yeah.
lot. Number
Yeah.
four, Char the Governor.
Go on, my son.
Yeah, there we go. We were just talking about him, innit, on the Justin Rollins episode. There we
Yeah.
go.
Big up Justin Rollins and big up Char.
Nice one, Char. Number five is okay. This one's a very I can see scratched in here.
Yeah,
CUT.
that's what I thought, but I don't think it's him.
It's not cut.
Yeah, it's cut,
Yeah,
but
okay.
the tag doesn't say cut, does it?
I think it's a
See
CUT
you.
here, and then I don't know, something afterwards. Maybe that was someone else writing on top of it, maybe.
16 or something. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Nice little dub there.
This
Oh,
is turning
no.
out to be the easiest round of all time.
I've got them all so far. No, there's some deep cuts in there, but I just, I got the shit in my brain, son. This one, big
This one,
causer.
our boy round the corner.
Salute, Mr. Cause, on the boards.
Yeah, it's nice actually.
Very nice. Simple dub, but like cool, funky letters.
The E's looking great, boy.
Yo, very nice. I like the R here, the bit coming off it. Number seven, OCB. Where to go now? There we go. Oh, is that your hat? Yeah.
OCB, that's the hat. How
Nice.
funny am I, by the way, doing that?
Very good. What are those two lines going through the C? I want to find out what that is with the logo, but I'll ask them. Maybe I'll ask them.
Keep moving
Ooh.
during the tube strikes. It's the
All right.
tube strikes.
What are you talking about?
I just got an email saying, keep moving during the tube strikes from TFL.
Oh, is
Right,
this?
you are never going to get this.
Yeah.
It's the possibly the worst thing I've ever seen him do.
Oh, shit.
And in a completely different style.
I think I know who it is from the tag.
What
But
does that say? Plug.
first, I want to say I think I know the piece that he's gone over is done by Kems, KEMS. It's a guess, but I think that's what it is. Sorry, I'm
Really? So
going off the.
you know who this is?
No. The C, I'm trying to work out. Is that a
What's the
plug
tag?
tag? Is that a plug
Yeah,
tag?
maybe.
So it's a C, but it's done by someone who doesn't have a C in their name. Is that what you were saying before?
No.
No, so it's just the worst
His
thing.
original name has got a C in it. But he's fucking good at graph. Like he's levels.
Okay, is he okay? So it's not a plug. Is this in England?
Yeah.
Oh, it is in England. Okay. Let me see. That's an A following it. C A. Or maybe no, maybe it's not an A. Ooh. You know what? I don't know. Cuso. CUSO. You know that right? Cuso?
No.
No.
Go to
Let's see
the
it.
whole thing picture.
Oh, it's Chick. An old
Chick.
one, yeah. And that's not Kems, that's a Dazza behind it. Dazer from RT and all that crew. I
Oh,
recognized.
yeah.
But there we go. Chick dub. Yeah, is a plug. Mir Zom, he's bigged up. I like that dub, but it's, yeah, definitely not his style now. But theme, I think it's time for some graffiti critiques
OCB
powered by OCB.
powered.
Arms House to Your Mum's House, the graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Okay, let's go. First one is it's a shit photo, small photo, so it's kind of fucked, pixelated, sorry. But it's by Wazok here, Wazok. He's done Amber, a theme, an arms house, and a Wazok sketch there, man, on a piece of paper. Trench foot, shout out. AHC, arms house to your mum's house, TFS. Can you make it out, theme? Is it too pixelated? Or you can see it, right?
Oh yeah, I can see it. Amber theme, arms house, Wazuk. How do I
Yeah.
know Wazuk?
He's sent in a thing before, man. He's one of the early listeners. He's been listening for
Is
a
he always
while.
on the chat?
He's on the
He's always on the
chat.
live chat.
He is, yes.
Big up Wazuk. Big him up, arms
Salute,
house
salute.
salute,
No doubt.
Wazuk.
I like these outlines,
See
man. I
what he's
like.
done? He's because you keep on saying the theme is better than the amber. The amber he's kind of gone in on.
I think the amber is better than the theme for
I
once.
think the first time ever
Yeah.
the amber's better than the theme. Like, I don't know.
I like it, man. I
Yeah,
like
I
this
like
angle.
it.
I don't know about this big ass arrow coming off the top of the A on the left there, and he's got one coming up there. This one isn't too bad. It fills in that gap there between the B and the A. But this big one here, maybe going a bit thinner into thick and
Vega,
then thin,
Vega
you know?
style. Vega style.
Yeah. Yeah, big.
TFS.
But I really like it, man. I think it's dope. Obviously, it's a quick sketch, you know what I mean? I don't think you spent too long on it. It's not colored in or anything.
Well, big up Wazzup, bruv. Big up
Clout.
Wazzup.
Shout out
He
Wazzup, man.
fucking loves Arms House, mate.
I
That's
think
a 20 out of 10. 20 out of 10.
that. Salute.
Look at your reach. Look at your reach. It's a good reach, bruv.
Right,
It's a
next
good
up.
reach.
X Wave. Another person who's sent in graph
Sent in
before.
some stuff before.
Do you remember it was so. Like, I remember that we couldn't really read what you'd written. I think you said, and I quote, "I'm using up my eye energy trying to work out what letter it is," or something like that, when you were talking about his E. Yeah, but it's an X, and then WAVE, white outline, orangey red fill, orange one time around the outside. I think good use of color. You know, he's only got three tins. But he's not done too much with it. He's not put like little squiggly springs in it and stars all over the place. No, he's just done a two-color fade, nice crispy outline, 3D, boom. One time with the orange, you know? Does what it needs to do. The only thing.
I wish we were sponsored by someone huge, and then we could have just got like money to get a production team and said, so I could say something, is this better than the last one? And then we could pull up both.
Pull up both. I know. I
And if they
can
don't
do
have
that.
it immediately for pull up,
Yeah.
executed on the spot. Great for the viewer, great for the listener, fired on the spot.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're fucking out of here now.
You
Piss off. I told you to get them both fucking ready.
You know that happens a lot on podcasts because they always have a podcast producer who, when they mention something as they're chatting, they'll pull it up on the screen like you're saying. And if they do it too slow or if they pull up the wrong thing, then you know off camera, then the next episode they have someone entirely new. Like you're like, oh shit,
really?
That guy must have got fired. But look, about this, back to X Wave, I got one thing to say.
I think this is better than the last one they sent in.
It's 100% better. The outline, cool. the kind of, it's like, again, similar to the chick thing. It's like half a throwy. Look at the A is a bit of a throwy. But look at the tags, man.
Look at your reach. Look at your reach.
The tags need work, man. The tags need work. Look at the X-Wave blam down here. Ugh.
Damn.
You know, it needs a bit of work, brother. Like, what the fuck is that? FL.
Due to.
So, that's due to, yeah, but this one here. Fluck.
Is Falk?
Yeah, Falk or Fly, fuck knows. And look at this S on Flag? This Zobs.
Zobs.
Look at this S. He's like gone over it about seven times, man.
Yeah.
Brother, you need to work on that a little bit, brother. And look, this tag looks like he did and then let go, then let go, then let go. You know, do it in one fucking line, bruv. You know what I mean? Jesus. All right. Big up X-Wave, though. That's a vast improvement on the last one.
Yeah.
Big up yourself, yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay, any kids watching? This is not for kids. Parental advisory.
What is that? It's a big cooler.
Yo, I'm just saying. Look, if you're going to paint graph on your girlfriend's
Tell me that says AHC.
No. AVIR, yeah?
Avid.
But look, man, I don't think she's wiped her ass properly, man. Like, it's like a brown stain there, man. And
I can't see that.
I know, I'm being a bit harsh, man, but like, bruv, come on.
AVIR done on the booty of some girl who's bent over.
And she's got red hair and she's wearing a thong.
Is it in gold or?
Now, yellow fill with a green
yellow
outline.
And green.
Obviously done with
green
paint
shadow.
Pen. Like paint pens on her butt cheeks, man. So
paint pens on the cheeks, yeah. But I mean, it's pretty well done.
The graph is fine. I mean, it's simple letters, you know, highlights on it. You know, the guy obviously paints, but like, you know, I don't want to start cussing this girl, you know what I mean? Like, or whatever, but I don't know. The yellow bit, the yellow stains in her butt cheeks, I'm just not feeling, man. That's enough of that. All right, last one, man. Sopa, another sketch. This guy. He used to run a record shop in Ealing. We've spoken about it on the pod. I used to hang out there. It's almost anti-style, man. So far, what are you doing? He's been painting since, like, well, he doesn't paint regularly. He's not a regular painter, but he used to do back in the day in the early 90s and probably the 80s he started. This is like a sketch on paper with a biro pen, maybe. Like, he scratched it into the page. Sopa, S-O-A-P-E-R. That girl before needed some sopa on her butt cheeks, but double border. He's got these shitty kind of... Yeah, this is... I don't like this, man. I don't like it. Theme, what are you saying?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where do I stop, let alone start?
You can see the essence in the letters, like the shape of the letters, like that E. It's not
What's
a horrible
all the blue
E.
Stuff behind it, like the blue is Bruv, just everywhere.
I think it's not shadow.
It's not.
He's got colored biros or crayons or something because it's scratched in. You know when you like you can't do a proper fill in with these pens because the line is too thin or the whatever. Yeah,
tiny biros.
So it just looks horrible. And he's just gone over, round like that, just scratched it.
Maybe
in.
He's just on the blower, isn't it? Just going.
Maybe. But he sent it in for critique, so for fuck's sakes. Yeah, Sopa, brother, just get
You can
a
see the letters
Sharpie.
Are like kind of almost there, but then there's just too much going on, really. There's
just
too,
get
there's
a
too
Sharpie.
Much, like it's anti-style. It's got like the fucking, the tiny biros, like you were saying, scratchy, scratchy.
Yeah.
No sniffy, sniffy.
Yeah, this is like, what drug would you put on? This is like meth or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, Sopa, just get a fucking pencil and a fucking...
Just get a job, bruv!
Just get a pencil and a fucking
get
Sharpie,
get a fucking
man.
Job! Look at your reach! Look at your reach!
Brazenly walking up.
What if we were...
Kind of making me feel a bit ill. to be honest. Yo, thanks for sending that in, though, Mr. Soper.
Kind of making me feel, man, Amber feel a bit ill, to be honest.
Yeah, feeling a bit ill, bruv.
Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, we appreciate
he
it.
He wants to feel ill.
Everyone, keep sending in your graph or critique. Even if you've sent it before, send up like an updated one. If you haven't sent anything, don't worry about it, man. We love you, man. Just send it in. We'll take the piss. But it'll be funny, man. You know what I mean? It's all done in jest. We're not here trying to make people stop, you know what I mean, or anything like that. We're just catching jokes here, people, you know what I mean? So keep sending them in. Send in a voice note question. You know what? We do have a couple of voice note questions, but I'm going to save them for next week.
And remember, life is too precious to get butthurt over people talking about graph.
Yes.
So just keep that in mind, man. People are going through real shit you don't even know about.
I mean, so, look, people don't like when you have a strong opinion. Yeah. And fair
and
enough.
And also, you really don't need to have a strong opinion on anything. You can't take it with you. So just allow it and be excellent to one another.
I agree with that sentiment, but no, there are some things we should take seriously in life. But when it comes to stuff like graph, which is subjective, a podcast is a place where we can just converse on these things. We're not enforcing the law on people, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean about taking it mad seriously and shit. Just do you, man. You know what I mean?
Do it's all you, love. Brother. Do you, son.
And you're watching this or listening to this now, you're doing this by choice. If you don't like what we're saying, don't watch. It's as simple as that.
I mean, don't say that.
That's true.
Don't say that. We've got contractual obligations. All
right, theme, set up the tune we're going to go out to, man, and we'll call it a day.
Jay Royale and Havoc, The Wise and LA Kid. I'm assuming it's LA Kid, not La Kid.
Yeah, I thought it was La Kid because LA, surely they'd have a dot.
It would have something, but La Kid? Okay, The Wise and La Kid.
Let's see.
Produced by Ray Sosa. It's an absolute bang bang.
All right, party people. Till next week, yeah? Leave a comment. You could win a OCB goodie bag. Man, I saw what they sent OCB. What OCB sent the last week's winner. It had papers in it. Obviously, it had a T-shirt, but it had papers. It had a thing. It had a pens. It had, like, Zoot holders. It had an ashtray, like the one on your pendant there. It's like a big goodie bag. So, yeah. So you want to win one of those, man. But we'll be doing it for the next few months. So, you know, if you don't win last week, this week, next week, keep trying. You may well win one.
There's another competition with them coming up as well, isn't there?
And we got another thing, but we'll announce that next week.
We weren't prepared. We should have done that this week, but we forgot. So, look, we're not just chatting shit on a podcast. We're planning, and it's taken up our whole fucking weeks.
Yeah, boy. All right, J Royale featuring Havoc. Let's get into it. Brother man, till next week, yeah? Peace, peace, peace.
Yalla, yalla, yalla.
Can't take this school shit no more, man. Yo, this shit is mad hard, yo.
Yo.
Wildin'
there,
shit. I'm gonna say, fuck that shit. Get money with
y'all. Check it. It's Royale, the predecessor, Jessica Fletcher. My verbal approach with surgical quotes. Murder she wrote as a teen. Had a certain thirst for bourbon and coke. Niggas around me kept a burning coke. Was heavy serving the dope. Will flood the levee every first and the third. Privy to what it be like. Earning your keep under a street light. Bacardi rhyming in my stomach lining. Developed a hunger for rhyming. Pressure turned to a diamond.
Understood the assignment
and I aged the test. First time seeing my paper stretch, cop the crazy Ava Rex. Now I got a Christian Dior fetish. We came a long way from meeting off a corner store credit. Check it, this is the good for nothing book adjusting. Watching kids walk to school by where the street took my cousin. Sullen versus slick, it's a quarter babbling. We serving battles
these
to
are all Jazz Kahina's boyfriends because they're all in Ava
Rex. Getting my jeans pocket fat at the seams. Type of swagger that a flatter your queen. You leave a lack of your scheme. My habitat trap a cat via dreams to turn them into nightmares. I'm a win when they don't fight fair.
He would corrupt anyone he could to get over. As long as he knew
he's
how to control niggas' mind, he could make
he's
sure.
He's lyrical, and I reckon that was in Havoc's head. The Havoc comes in like crazy.
Yeah.
Capital H, clap at your face at a rapidly rate. If you like anti-gravity, blast it to back in the days. What's the root of this? Got a fetish for foolishness. Hammers know they be numerous. You be finished humorous. You know I walk around with holy armor, and we only honor the street code. If not that, it's nada. Put your head to bed without pajamas.
out to make them commas. Anybody in the way get insta karma. That's the way you gotta be. High velocity.
Insta-com.
I survived atrocities you couldn't possibly. Once I get in my shoes, a nigga lose it. That's just off the rip. I ain't trying to bag, that's the truest shit. I come from them 96 blocks, cream of the crop. Said what I said, you could like it or not. Like we used to cook in the pot. You niggas are done. Calm your man, cause he can get popped. What?
Arms house to your mum's house.
That's it.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying, son.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
.com.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?